You're listening to SBS News.
A traditional war cry echoes throughout a theatre in Sydney. Foot stamping. Body slapping. And loud chants, elements of an ancient war challenge that represents strength and unity. Terence Harris learnt the haka from a young age. Born in Sydney, he remains proud of his Maori culture.
It's really important because a lot of the schools here in Australia, they're really culturally challenged. They're like unaware of how much they know and don't know. They really just know the basics, but once they get to learn these things, they get to relay those aspects of respect, discipline, also learning deeper about their culture, which is really important because a lot of them are lost here in Sydney.
Today he performed a fierce haka for a friendly competition that he organised.
Went into PCYC one day, me and a friend, and we just thought it was a good idea if we could have a competition between two schools. And I went to Hill Sports, he was at Paddy's, and then PCYC suggested, oh, we should make it a competition. And I was like, oh, yeah. Let's make it happen. So I left school, we graduated, and then apparently behind the scenes, PCYC made it a dream come true. Yeah, so it was a small idea and they just bring it to life. It was all the team at PCYC Blacktown that did all this. I was just the one that came up with the idea.
PCYC is the police and community youth club in Blacktown. Jojo Lee is the club manager. She helped gather around 200 students from 10 schools across Sydney for the Haka Warriors competition.
We always say if you do something you love, you never work a day in your life, and that truly is it. And you've heard it today, a village, it takes a village to raise a child. So we all play an equal part, and that's what we're doing. We want to see it grow. We want to see it moved out to other areas of Sydney, even across the country.
Ra Wariiti is the president of Maori Wardens Australia, and he says the competition is a celebration of culture not only from New Zealand, but from all over the Pacific.
The Samoans, the Tongans, the Tukalans, they have their own haka, if you like, but it all means something to their culture. Ko tahitana. And what it means is we all become one, yeah? And that's what this whole event is about. It matters not from what country you're from, what matters is that we all become one with each other.
For some of the dancers, like Winston Cecilia Vaca, it gives them a sense of pride and progress.
Being able to show who you are, especially when your family's out in the audience. When we gather together, we're able to introduce ourselves to other schools and talk about our culture. And it really makes you comfortable when you're around other people that's the same as you or similar.
The students have spent months practicing their traditional ceremonial dances, preparing for their moment on stage. The entire process aims to allow the students to connect to their culture, embrace their identity, and eventually pass that knowledge down to the next generation. The powerful performances hoping to empower the community for years to come. Danielle Robertson, SBS News.